Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, 90s country on a CMA Wednesday, which is the best type of country
Absolutely.
Music. That is for sure. Chase McKay, Big Joe Dubin with you every Wednesday at 10:30. We talk to Rick Stocksdale, head coach of the MTSU Blue Raiders. Stock, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing, Joe, Chase? Everybody good?
We're doing fantastic. Hard to believe three games left in the season, and I know – again, we're talking about a one-score game, but not the result that you wanted for in New Mexico State. What is kind of your just general thought and the mood of your football team right now as the season winds down?
Obviously, there's disappointment. disappointment. But there's not quit. There's not give up. You look back on what so far this year, you know, it's we've struggled to put both sides playing good enough to win the game. And, you know, just you go back the last 2 weeks, we played good enough offensively at Liberty to win the game, but not defensively. And then New Mexico State, we played good enough defensively, but not offensively. And that's the frustrating part, that we just haven't, you know, put it all together. And so because of that, that leads to disappointment.
Coach, I got to, you know, at the game Saturday night, I know it's disappointing you lost, but let's talk about your defense, because, my goodness, they played a lot of snaps Saturday night, and that team never, that unit never quit. When you look at the game tape, do you still feel solid about the way they played?
Yeah, you know, Probably the biggest disappointment of the game, Joe, was, you know, when we scored right there at the end of the half, and, you know, they get the ball with 45 seconds, 48 seconds, whatever it was, and we allowed three explosive, you know, plays. And, you know, and allowed them to get down and get a field goal. Had that not happened, you know, it's a 10-7 game, you know, there in the fourth quarter, and a lot of things could have been different. But that I thought for the majority of the game, our defense played lights out. Looking at it, that was probably the most disappointing, you know, part of the game for them, you know, and had we not given those plays up, you know, it's chance to go in at halftime 7-7.
Talk about Nick Vadiato, your quarterback. The guy's a warrior, Coach. He took some shots Saturday night. I was thinking, I was telling Chip, I was like, he's not going to get up. And next thing you know, he pops up and keeps going. Just the fact this guy doesn't quit. What example, Coach, does Nick give to the rest of the team about the way he plays this football game?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of Nick. And, you know, he's earned the respect of this team. You know, throughout the course of this year, he had their respect coming into it, but I think it's only, you know, been magnified, you know, with how he's played and how he competes and, you know, how he, you know, goes about his business. Because here the last couple, 3 weeks, you know, he hasn't been able to practice, you know, maybe, you know, once a week, days, or some weeks we're getting lucky to get two in, just because he's been beat up. And, you know, he keeps coming back every day or every week and lays it on the line. So I'm proud of Nick. And, you know, he's getting better. You know, he protected the ball better against New Mexico State. He, you know, he overshot Elijah there on that first drive of the second half and got an interception. But, you know, he was better from a ball security standpoint, you know, than he was the week before. So he's a young guy that keeps getting better. And, again, I'm proud of Nick.
Coach Rick Stocksdale is with us from MTSU. They host FIU this weekend at Floyd Stadium. It's also Salute to Veterans and Armed Services, which is always a special day for sure. What as you've been looking at film and studying FIU, what do they bring that is going to be a challenge for you, and what are some things that you feel like you have the advantage in?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is just, you know, always playing FIU and FAU when we played them is just, the team speed that they have, the athleticism that they have, not only in their skill guys, but their, their offensive lines and defensive lines, defensive ends have always been very active, good athletes that they can run as well. So that's the first thing that stands out is, we've got to be able to, defensively, we've got to make sure we keep the ball in front of us. We can't let them get behind us because they can run. And then the same defensively, our offense against their defense, when we get an opportunity to make plays, we got to make them because, they're going to play, there's not going to be a lot of separation, with their DBs. And, but again, I know I'm a broken dadgum record, but, it's about us. We got to go play. And, we got to put one together, put a complete game together.
Coach, it's disappointing. I understand it, that not going to a bowl game, but you got three games left to really make an impact. What do you need to see from the guys starting this Saturday with FIU to kind of springboard you to next season, but more importantly, get those three wins and starting this Saturday with hopefully get a big win over FIU?
Yeah, you got to finish what you start. And, be a man about it. And I told him Sunday, it's not where we want to be. It's not where we thought we would be, but it's where we are. And you got to be a man about it, and you got to be a competitor and fight your way out and, finish what you start. And then when that last one's over, we'll start worrying about next year and focusing on that. But to me, you finish this season and finish every season, whether you're whatever your record is, you finish it with, great pride and a commitment to each other that you're going to do everything you can to finish this thing out the right way.
When you look at four losses by one score and you know how hard your team has played, is that frustrating? Is that like, we were there towards the end? How do you approach it when you look at this right now at those four one-score losses?
Yeah, Joe. I mean, like I said, we're close. And, to me, it's you. I've always said, and you've played, you guys know that there's only a handful of plays in every game that's going to make a difference. And you never know what play it is. Maybe the first play, maybe the last play. And you got to play every play with maximum effort and concentration and focus to do your job. And, when we look back on it, you can always pinpoint, like I said, three or four plays that, man, this was the difference in the game. And, Alabama, obviously, there was a lot more than three or four plays in that game. They were a lot better than us, but everybody else, you look at it, it's just it's been a tight, close ball game, and, it didn't go our way, and we got to find a way to make it go our way. But we're not far off. I guess I'm trying to say is they're close. We're close, and we just gotta, like I said, you don't give up, you don't quit, you keep battling, and we'll finish out this year and try to get three wins, and then start worrying about next year.
Well, Coach, best of luck against FIU. We always appreciate you doing this. We'll talk again next week.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
You too. Coach Rick Stockstill joins us every Wednesday at 10:30 on the program, and they do take on FIU this week. Big Joe and Chip Walters will have coverage for you on 93.3 Classic Hits starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to take a break. Our next segment is, again, I'm working the CMA red carpet tonight for the Nashville Predators. I need you guys, the next 10 minutes, hit the text line, 615-737-1025. At what question do you want me to ask tonight? And I'll ask and give the report back tomorrow. I need a couple.
I have a question for you, and I'll give it to you next.
Yeah, so hit the text line, and I'll take a couple of those down there tonight, and I'll give you guys complete credit for this, and we'll have a little fun.
Celebrity birthday is also coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.